DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory begins at noon today and continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Highs around 99 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, chance for scattered storms 72. 88 tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 90.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Surface Transportation Board has told four major railroads that their plans for improving shipping delays were inadequate and ordered the companies to provide key information the agency demanded back in May. Martin Oberman, in a statement from the STB, he serves as their chairman, and said the plan simply failed to instill confidence that the carriers have a serious approach to fixing the problem caused by their own lack of preparedness to respond to external shocks and fluctuations in demand, including especially short-sighted management of labor forces and other resources. The U.S. freight rail network has been fraught with disruptions for several months, making it difficult for farmers to get agricultural products to their customers on time. Elevators sitting full, livestock operators aren't able to access the grain they need, and agriculture shippers are paying between 50 and 100% more to move their goods. Those words from Deputy Ag Secretary Jule Brona. May 6th order required BNSF, CSX, Norfolk Southern, and the UP to submit service recovery plans and report biweekly on the progress in making improvements. Those submitted plans, though, left out key information, and a couple of companies, the Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern, even refused to provide the mandated six-month target for achieving their performance goals. And in case you missed it, nationally renowned cowboy poet, veterinarian, and storyteller Baxter Black passed away on Friday. A resident of Benson, Arizona, he was a beloved figure in the agriculture industry, and outpourings on his behalf have been going on for months now while he was in hospice care. Born in New Mexico, he worked in the feed yards and graduated from Colorado State University. He was 77. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Two people were injured in an accident just after 7:30 p.m. Monday in Reno County. According to the Highway Patrol, a 2000 Peterbilt semi driven by 18-year-old Dietrich J. Enns of Inman was northbound on Kansas 14, 3 miles north of Pretty Prairie Road, when the semi veered off the road to the right. The driver then attempted to correct it and struck a culvert just south of the intersection at K-14 and Silver Lake Road. EMS transported Enns and a 5-year-old male passenger to Hutchinson Regional Medical Center. Finney County Dispatch says a wildfire is now under control. Staff from the Kansas Forest Scene and Tri-Rotor Ag Services provided aerial support for local responders. Governor Laura Kelly had issued a verbal declaration of a state of disaster emergency for the wildfire in Finney County. The declaration authorized the use of state resources and personnel to assist local authorities with response and recovery operations. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hey, summer is just around the corner, and the cows are looking a little gant. Head on over to Kaufman Seeds, stock up on some high-quality sedan grass seed and forage products. Whether you want conventional, DMR, or Bertitics, we've got you covered. Get it planted, keep the old cows happy for the summer, and on into winter. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your summer forage seed needs.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cape Coast Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cape Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cape Coast Alert, your weather authority. Cape News, on your side.
Just before 1 p.m., police responded to reports of a shooting at Harry and Doreen west of Rock Road in Wichita. First responders at the scene found the boy with a gunshot wound. EMS then transported him to an area hospital in critical condition. Investigators did learn that someone shot the boy at a home in the 1900 block of South Shiloh. That's according to Cruz. The first transgender state legislator elected in Kansas is not seeking re-election. Democratic State Representative Stephanie Byers of Wichita said Friday that she's moving to Texas so that she and her wife can take care of her wife's aging parents. Byers was elected in 2020 and quickly became a leading legislative opponent of unsuccessful Republican proposals to ban transgender athletes from girls and women's school and college sports. Byers also found herself in a media spotlight in April when a Republican Wichita area lawmaker complained in an email about the transgender female who is now in our restrooms in the Capitol. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Scotts Bluff police arrested a 26-year-old woman on meth charges. Officers were dispatched to the report of a physical disturbance at 5th Avenue in East Overland. When officers arrived in the area, they reported seeing several people running northeast from the intersection. Officers did report finding one of the females in the east alley of the 1500 block of 6th Avenue. 26-year-old Jessie Seifert was patted down for weapons. That's when officers reported finding a glass pipe in her pants pocket. The burnt residue inside the pipe was later confirmed as meth. Wildfires burning throughout the American West are forcing some evacuations as crews deal with more hot, windy, and dry conditions. And the smoke from those wildfires have reached southeast Wyoming and the Nebraska Panhandle. A special weather statement is in effect for portions of the Nebraska Panhandle for degraded air quality. These portions include Alliance, Scotts Bluff, Kimball, Potter, Dix, Bridgeport, and Sydney. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
With local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Storm cleanup and damage assessment continues from the Saturday night storms. Bill Schwinneman with Marshall County Emergency Management is coordinating activities countywide.
We kind of went to what we call an area command. Each city's kind of got their own commander, and we're just kind of getting with them every hour, a couple hours, to see what they need, and we're kind of getting them the resources that they need so we can move in that route. Try and get a hold of their city halls and go that route.
Marysville was hard hit with a substantial amount of trees downed throughout the community. Significant progress has been made, and work on buildings that were damaged continues. Austin St. John has been pleased with the staff and volunteer effort.
The crew's been great, but I have to say we've had a lot of people step up and not just clean up their own property and not just push it out to the side, but they've been loading up their own vehicles, getting it out to the dump. We had constant lines out to the dump going in and then coming out empty, going back in and coming out. It was a well-oiled machine out there with the people listening to where they're being told to dump stuff. And getting it dumped and getting out and keeping the thing going to help people out and get it cleaned up and get it done as fast as possible because the faster we get it done, the faster we can concentrate on something else.
The brush dump site north of Marysville is open 24/7, and brush dump sites at Blue Rapids and Waterville have also been established. Crystal Busey with the City of Blue Rapids.
Encouraged, if they are able, willing people that can move the limbs, take them to 13th and Main, just to help the city guys out, because there's a lot of them.
City crews in these communities will also be picking up limbs and yard debris left curbside this week. Utility crews made substantial progress in restoring power for many customers Sunday, but work continues. Wymore was especially hard hit, and power restoration has been extensive.
We just encourage them, if they're without power, if they're newly without power, where if they had it before, they don't have it now, if something has changed in their service, yep, just to call our city office. Since somebody's been answering the phone, we always answer the phone 24 hours a day. We've had somebody on the phones all weekend, and we'll continue to do so. Especially if it's a new outage, you know, where they had power, then they don't. Or if somebody's been without power since the storm and they haven't talked to us, we need to know that, because if we don't know they're out, we can't fix it. So it's always better to report it so we can take care of it, rather than just think, oh, my neighbor probably called in, you know?
The Wymore Community Center continues to be a central staging point and provides cooling space for residents and meals for volunteers and workers.
We're just encouraging anyone at all who needs to cool off, who needs to get something to drink, to please come in. The heat and humidity is going to be horrendous to be working in. We just really want our people to stay safe while everybody's out helping everyone. So we're just encouraging everyone to come cool off. Please, you know, we have cold drinks for you if you need something to eat when the cleanup is done. And the Salvation Army will be in town as well, noon to 6, I believe, providing meals. They have resources available if people are needing some help.
Be advised, the Marshall County Health Department is closed for a couple of days while they continue cleanup and find an alternate location. Their building is significantly damaged in the storm. The Marshall County Health Department is closed for a couple of days. They'll announce their alternate arrangements as things develop. Their phone lines are also down at the County Health Department. Betty L. Kit Miller, age 92, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Private burial will take place with a ward funeral. I'm in charge of arrangements for Betty Kit Miller.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back again like your favorite lunch special, the Marshall County Community Band invites you to enjoy their 2022 concert series. Playing this summer at the Kester House Museum and Gardens every Wednesday at 7:30, this is a sure cure to those midweek blues. Bring a lawn chair and a friend to enjoy the music in lovely Kester House Gardens. That's every Wednesday until July 13th, playing at 7:30. Brought to you by the wonderful folks of the Marshall County Community Band.
Follow your nose this Friday down to the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids. To celebrate all the dads out there, Jan and the team will be serving a smoked pork sandwich meal from 11 a.m. until it's gone. Wash it down with drink specials all day and take home a tub of Call Hall ice cream to party all weekend. Come celebrate dads this Friday, June 17th, starting at 11 at the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying warm and breezy today with lots of sunshine. With our highs in the upper 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 90s throughout Missouri. Some showers and thunderstorms likely overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid 50s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid 70s throughout Missouri. More showers likely throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid 80s and mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 90s throughout Missouri. Clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout
throughout Iowa and Nebraska. The upper 50s and lower 70s throughout Kansas and the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 86. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 64, and the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:55. Sunrise in the morning at 6 a.m.
What is the best way to soothe a sunburn? Some time-tested remedies today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 14th, the 165th day of the year. Tennis player Steffi Graf has a birthday, and Americans honor the Stars and Stripes on this Flag Day. We've been looking into the Almanac archives for advice on soothing a sunburn. Here are some remedies that might come in handy this summer. As far back as 1898, we recommend bathing the affected area with buttermilk. It's still one of the most suggested natural treatments today, often with recommendations to mix with tomato juice. Grated tomatoes are said to provide good relief. The starch is thought to soothe and cool the burn. Some people swear by green tea in the bath, lavender oil, or apple cider vinegar. Just remember not to experiment on blistered or broken skin. Ask your doctor for advice on severe burns. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports Topeka West, Elijah Brooks. He's taking his talents to North Dakota. 110% committed, Brooks tweeted Monday night. Appreciate everyone who helped me along the way. The 6'4" guard led the state in scoring last year, averaging 25.3 points per game. He also added 7.9 rebounds, 3.7 assists, 2.2 steals, and 1.5 blocks. Brooks was named Mr. Kansas Basketball last month. He also set Topeka West single game, single season, and career scoring records last season. Former Kansas Jayhawk coach Ayabaje will have a great seat for the 2022 NBA draft next week. The All-American guard has been invited to watch in the draft's green room with his family as he awaits his fate at the next level. That's according to ESPN's Jonathan Givnoy. ESPN currently projects Ayabaje will be taken at number 15 overall by Charlotte. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
According to reports, running back Jerick McKinnon is re-signing with the Kansas City Chiefs for one more season. McKinnon joined the Chiefs in 2021 and played in 13 games, rushing for 62 yards and 12 touches. He was a factor in the passing game as well, hauling in 13 passes for 107 yards and a touchdown. His role increased as the 2021 season progressed, earning all three starts in the playoffs. The American Athletic Conference announced that the University of Central Florida, Cincinnati, and Houston will leave the conference effective July 21st of next year. These schools are expected to become part of the Big 12 Conference. Brigham Young University will also make the move to the Big 12. They're expected to begin Big 12 play in the fall of 2023. Wichita State is a member of the American Athletic Conference. Alex Wood pitched four-hit ball over six innings in his first win in more than a month, and the San Francisco Giants beat the Royals last night 6-2. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
We've helped a lot of families own their own home. We have several options available in mortgage loans. If you're thinking of building or buying a new home, come in and see us. We're an equal housing lender. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
Make this Father's Day special at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Filled to the brim with everything Dad wants, from tailgate supplies, barbecue sauces, Harley-Davidson gifts, KU and K-State products, and much, much more. If you're trying to earn a few brownie points, curb your dad's sweet tooth with unique chocolates and confections. Gift cards always available for those hard-to-shop-for fathers. That's your Father's Day one-stop shop, Reflections Hallmark in beautiful downtown Marysville.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Add some summer and fall color to your shrub borders and mixed gardens with the traditional favorite, the Rose of Sharon shrub. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You, the butterflies, and the hummingbirds will enjoy the hibiscus-type flowers from midsummer into fall. The flowers can be single or double and white to red, purple, violet, or blue. This vase-shaped upright shrub is multi-stemmed and grows 8 to 12 feet tall and nearly as wide. This makes it a great shrub for hedging or screening, or create a focal point by pruning it into a small-scale tree. Be patient in the spring, as this shrub is late to leaf out. Grow the Rose of Sharon in full sun to part shade. It prefers moist, well-drained soil, but is drought-tolerant once established. It's hardy in zones 5 to 9, tends to be deer-resistant, and tolerates the black walnut's toxic jug loan. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
One of the most recognizable structures in Duluth, and in the state of Minnesota for that matter, is the famous Lift Bridge. It traverses the canal that connects Lake Superior with St. Louis Bay. Along the shoreline, you'll find a place that will tell you all about the very unique and different bodies of water that canal connects. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Great Lakes Aquarium sits on St. Louis Bay in Duluth. The shoreline is part of a very unique body of water, says Jay Walker.
So one of the most historic monuments of Duluth is our lift bridge. And through that canal is Lake Superior. Those are two distinctly different bodies of water, yet they're connected.
Lake Superior, which lies just beyond the bridge and canal, has characteristics that make it far different than the water right in front of this aquarium that's about a mile away.
Lake Superior is a cold water fishery, and St. Louis River is a temperate water fishery. St. Louis River can have temperature ranges from 36 degrees up to close to 75, 76 degrees. Lake Superior is a cold water fishery, whereas its temperature is the same thing, around that 33, 34, but doesn't get above 60.
And that temperature difference means the fish you'll find here can range greatly.
Trout, salmon can live in that cold water fishery because anything above 60 degrees can be fairly stressful for those species. Whereas a temperate water, you have more of your inland fish, freshwater fish, like sunfish, bass, walleyes, northerns, muskies.
During the spring, the smelt will move from the lake and go up the rivers to spawn. Larger fish chase them because it's their food source. A look into a commercial fisherman's net in the spring may turn up just about any species.
The food source is running up the river. So in those nets, we can have everything from the walleyes, the muskies, the northerns, as I mentioned, but we'll also have trout, we'll have salmon, we'll have coho salmon, everything. They just mix together.
You can see all of those species and more at this aquarium. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Circles appearing in a field are probably not the work of aliens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's more like a hungry bear sat down and helped himself to dinner as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Bears are smart animals, very opportunistic, and will chow down on just about any crop they can get their big paws on. This includes field corn, sweet corn, sorghum, sunflowers, orchard crops, and peanuts. You don't have to be right next to the woods. They have a keen sense of smell and will travel miles to inspect a potential meal. Katie Martin is a wildlife biologist with the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. She says because they're large animals, it's easy to spot where they've been dining.
Usually the first sign is you'll see trampling of the crop. A lot of the stalks will be laid over. Bears are pretty lazy animals once they get out into a crop field and will basically just sit down and reach around as far as they can to devour any of the crop that's right near them. And so a lot of times you'll actually see these big circles of area that are smashed down.
You might also see trails going in and out of the area. Martin says it's easier to prevent them from getting to the crop than chasing them out. The best bear deterrent is an electric fence. They do not like them.
You can do a 2 or 3 string high tensile wire fence around your crop fields or around nursery producing trees or orchard trees to keep the bears out of it. And while that can be an expense up front on the producer, if you're going to be using those same fields year after year, it actually will end up paying in the long run huge dividends since you're keeping those bears out and not losing crop to them.
Unfortunately, there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Talk to your local wildlife biologist through Extension or Fish and Game Services for more ideas. Learn more about keeping bears out of your crops at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
There's quite enough love for one like me. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for one like me. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in
watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
As gasoline prices skyrocket, ethanol helps soften the bite. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Last time I gassed up my car, the pump price rose a nickel a gallon just during the time I was filling up. Okay, that's an exaggeration, but it's not far off. It'd be worse if not for ethanol blending. Jeff Cooper is president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association.
You've got gasoline selling at the wholesale level today for $4.20 a gallon. You've got ethanol selling for about $2.80 a gallon. So obviously, if you're blending more of that lower cost product, it's going to have a favorable impact on lowering prices for consumers at the pump.
Often when consumers see higher prices for a product, consumption trails off a bit. Cooper says that does not appear to be happening with gasoline at the moment.
There's been a little bit of erosion in gasoline consumption, but not like we've seen in the past when we've had record high gas prices. So we are really encouraging consumers to seek out that lowest cost fuel they can find at the pump. And today that's going to be E15 for most drivers. If you're lucky enough to drive a flex fuel vehicle, you're going to get a great discount with flex fuels like E85.
And a reminder, when you do fuel up, make sure you're using the proper blend for your vehicle type. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Landall Company is hiring assemblers, welders, fabrication, and painters at both the Marysville and Waterville locations. Landall Company offers stable employment, excellent wages, and a benefit package, and growth opportunities. $500 to $1,000 hiring bonuses, plus their newest benefit, fuel allowance. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or phone 562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and those with disability.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, strengthening rural communities is a priority for rural America to ensure their long-term viability and success. And the AARP of Oklahoma, State Director Sean Foskel, says there are many ways to do so, including a new program that offers affordable high-speed internet to families.
The recent Affordable Connectivity Program provides high-speed internet access to eligible households at a discount of $30 a month and $75 for those living on tribal lands. More than 11.8 million households are already enrolled in the program, which replaced the temporary pandemic-inspired emergency broadband benefit program. This is especially helpful for rural families that may have access to high-speed internet but can't afford it.
Meanwhile, AARP's Community Challenge grant dedicated more than 40% of their grants to the rural communities.
This program, now in its sixth year, funds quick action projects to make immediate improvements and jumpstart long-term change in rural communities. There were over 3,200 applications and funding for 260 projects, totaling $3.4 million. This year's awardees advance our core livable communities issue areas, with large portions of funds going towards projects to improve public places, transportation, and housing options.
The AARP also offers the Rural Livability Archive, which provides a roadmap for rural communities to follow while improving their communities.
The AARP Rural Livability Archive offers a collection of publications and articles about rural livability, and about a quarter of age-friendly communities are rural. The archive contains a mix of best practices, research, ideas, slideshows, interviews, how-tos, publications, and information about age-friendly efforts throughout the nation.
That again was Sean Voskel with the AARP of the state of Oklahoma. You can find more information online at aarp.org to learn more. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Egg Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Egg Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers with approved credit for tax and fees not all qualified. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. State Department officials addressing reporters from Africa and around the world this week to stress that Russia is entirely to blame for the difficulty in getting grain and other food out of Ukraine. The Russian Navy blocking three key Ukrainian ports, preventing Ukraine from shipping out millions of tons of wheat and corn that are trapped in storage, officials say. Those officials denied U.S. sanctions on Russia banks are preventing Russia from exporting wheat or fertilizer. Special Envoy for Global Food Security, Kerry Fowler, said the officials say there's really nothing that can stop Russia itself from exporting its grain to Africa, but stopping Ukraine from exporting grain to Africa is, in fact, Russia. Well, drought conditions continue to ease a bit in Kansas and Colorado thanks to heavy rainfall over the last week. Been a little change, though, in California, Texas, and New Mexico, according to the weekly U.S. Drought Monitor, both states critical in winter wheat production. Some 27% of Kansas is now rated in severe to exceptional drought conditions, down 34% from a week ago. And grocery shoppers are fast embracing a hybrid approach using both online and in-store purchasing to keep their costs down, among other reasons, according to a new industry report. The Food Industry Association, or FMI, says only about 7% of shoppers reported ordering groceries online in 2015. Today, half of online food shoppers use the internet to get groceries every 2 weeks or more. The senior vice president for FMI said grocers continue to do everything possible to avoid passing on increased costs to customers. And at the World Pork Expo, their Ag Secretary Michael Naeg for the state of Iowa said they're excited about the prospects of potentially becoming a USDA program, that is the state's cover crop insurance discount, which would award farmers $5 an acre discount for crop insurance premiums. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Years of consolidation and tight profit margins are making dairy farmers think about switching to beef production. Here's what to consider on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Dairy farmers dealing with years aggressive consolidation and tight profit margins may be thinking of switching to a beef operation. The most likely candidates are at the end of their career or discovering their dairy isn't competitive in the current environment and are looking for another way to make use of their farm. Joe Horner is an extension ag economist at the University of Missouri. He says typically you can run about the same number of beef cows on a farm as you can dairy cows, and there are many similarities in their care and use of resources. However, there are important differences as well.
The big one to start with is probably income. Gross income on a dairy cow is probably six times what it is on a beef cow producing feeder calves. Likewise, the labor requirement's about six times as much on a dairy that it is on a beef on a per cow basis. You're talking about 50 hours a cow versus 5 to 10 on a beef cow. In terms of number of heifers, we've typically got a 30% cull rate on dairy cows and maybe a 10% cull rate on beef cows.
Financially, in a beef operation, most of the wealth comes through land appreciation. The capital turnover is where Horner sees a big difference.
If you just take capital invested divided by gross income to get an idea of the number of years it takes to turn over your capital on a farm, on a good well-run confinement dairy, you're probably talking about 3 years to turn over your capital. And on a beef operation, on a cow-calf operation, depending on how land extensive that is, it's probably 10 to 15 years. It's a much slower business financially than a dairy operation.
The good news is you don't have to milk beef cows every morning and night, and it's easier to get away from the farm for a few days. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about switching from dairy to beef at agriculture.com.
Fairbury Livestock Company would like to remind busy farmers and ranchers to check on animals and livestock often to make sure they have plenty of water to drink and shelter from the sun. Thank you for feeding the world. From your friends at Fairbury Livestock Company, come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today as we're seeing things kind of mixed, but mostly lower on the board right now. Some of the later futures in corn are trying to rebound back up a little bit, but they're still mostly lower on the board. Livestock market, on the other hand, is mostly higher on the day now. We'll see if they're able to maintain going through the end of the trading day in just a little bit. In the corn market, we do see things kind of mixed right now. It's July corn is sitting 1¾ cents lower at 767.5. September corn's been unchanged right now, sitting at 730¾. In the wheat market, July KC wheat's down 14¼ cents currently at 1147.5. September's down 14 cents at 1154¾. In the bean market, mostly lower numbers here. July soybeans are down 5½ cents at 1702. August down by 6 cents at 1621¾. In the meal market, mostly lower numbers with July meal down $4.30 to 410.80. And the bean oil for July is in the red by $1.08 at 78.43. Cotton market, mostly lower here. They've been pretty consistent on the board this morning, with July cotton down $1.52 at 144.14. October's down $1.10 at 128.53. Oats market, on the other hand, sees a little bit of green here, with July oats up 3¾ cents at 663.5. Quick look in your livestock market. Mostly higher numbers here after a mixed and lower start to the day. As June live cattle's up $1.32 now, sitting at 135.32. August up by 42 cents at 134.30. In the feeder cattle market, August is in the green by 57 cents right now at 171.90, with September up 27 cents at 173.87. And the lean hogs have a little bit of growth here, with June up by 42 cents at 108.42. U.S. dollar index today, they're a little bit slower than the last few days, but still positive, with the September index up 12 cents at 105.09. 30-year bonds down by a point, sitting at 132.18. Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute. Released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021. And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices, you know, to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is Agriculture Today. I'm Samantha Bennett, and today we're sharing strategies for preparing for summer forage planting. K-State beef cattle nutritionist Dr. Dale Blasi reminds producers of the potential nutritional benefits of planting summer annuals when it comes to feeding their herd.
Summer annuals in general are quite versatile, and specific types of summer annuals bode themselves much better for, say, backgrounding if you're looking at a silage operation as opposed to a tour cow operation where you want finer stems and potentially more leaf material for a higher quality roughage for our beef cows. And also they're quite drought tolerant, I think, as we all appreciate across the state of Kansas. And as patchy as our rain work has been over the last couple weeks, there are some folks that are really require the moisture to make anything grow, to be truthful.
As far as what summer annuals to consider planting, Dr. Blasi offers several suggestions.
Referred to commonly as cane hay, but it's a sedan or a hybrid sedan or a sedan sorghum cross. Forage sorghums certainly lend themselves quite well for silage purposes. Plant on a little heavier side as germination is not quite as high. Foxtail millet would be one opportunity. Its quality is not quite as good. Yield is certainly not, it's substandard at best, but it requires a shorter period of time, and with a scant amount of moisture, you can make some feed for your cows. But again, plan now. The whole fertilizer issue, cost, everything is really a big issue to consider. And so these plants are very good at scavenging nitrogen from the soil. And so there's some great opportunities just to try to coast by, if you will, make some feed up for the cows and planting for this fall and into the winter.
In addition, Blasi provides tips on how to best approach managing these summer annuals.
The one thing with respect to summer annuals and grazing is to allow the plant to gain sufficient height. You want it to get at least 12, 13, 14 inches. The accumulation of the nitrate is in the bottom third of the plant. That gives them some selectivity to perhaps move away from that potential danger zone. Again, fertility history on the pasture, whether you're using manure or something that has a much slower rate of release of the nutrients. Stress events. If you should be grazing and you move into drought, you have the potential for accumulation of nitrates. A lot of folks like the idea of doing rotation grazing, but then again, that takes added fencing, hot wire, certainly a water source, but a good opportunity for producers with the high cost of supplemental protein. Certainly, we anticipate that going into the fall year. A good strategy to try to help your cows gain as much body condition as possible. The summer annuals is a good way of getting about doing that.
That was K-State beef cattle nutritionist Dr. Dale Blasi with tips on what summer annuals to consider planting and how to manage them. I'm Samantha Bennett with Agriculture Today from K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.